The vocabulary that causes offence today would puzzle those who roared at bloody. Consider an insult that occupied the British press for several days in December 2018. Jeremy Corbyn, the leader of the Labour opposition, seemed to mouth "stupid woman" as Theresa May, then the Prime Minister, spoke from the dispatch box. Mr. Corbyn was forced to deny he had said those words. He is opposed to the use of sexist and misogynist language in any form. What he had actually said was "stupid people." Mrs. May's successor now stands accused of misogyny on the front bench. As Mr. Corbyn was speaking in early September, Boris Johnson, now Prime Minister, yelled, "You great big girl's blouse!" On the same day, Mr. Johnson also used the word "shit." He was quoting a Labour politician's reference to that party's economic policy as "shit or bust," meaning all or nothing. Once, the earthy Anglo-Saxon word would never have fallen from the mouth of a Prime Minister in Parliament. Yet, big girl's blouse dominated the coverage. A watershed moment has arrived. Traditional taboo words pertaining to the body and excrement no longer have the punch of group-based insults related to sex, disabilities, and other such qualities, about which Western societies are increasingly sensitive. Race-based jibes have been anathema for a while.